My name is Ed Frawley. Of course, I own Learburg with my wife, and we have a very good question that comes into the Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learburg, and you don't have to be a customer to ask us a question. So this is a good one because this person has a 10-year-old, very food aggressive golden retriever that has bit a number of people over food. But when there's no food around, she's an angel. I'll read the question and then we'll talk about some ideas. We have a 10-year-old golden retriever that we've had since she was 3 months old, and our problem is with resource guarding. We can feed her food by hand and she'll actually wait for us to hand more food to her. But if she finds food first, either in the home or outside, she will lunge and bite at us if we attempt to remove it from her. She has bit multiple people over the years, mostly associated with food. She has a Jekyll and Hyde character. Completely sweet when food isn't present, and defiant and aggressive when encountering food treats. What training or approach is recommended? Thank you for your advice in advance. I think she's about 9.5 years too late with this dog. It should have been addressed when the dog was a puppy. But Cindy has much more patience than I do. Cindy went ahead and said, since your dog has many years rehearsing this bad behavior, it's likely going to be a very tough job to solve it on a 10-year-old dog. I would start by managing her time at all times. She should have no freedom in the house. She should be either in a dog crate or on leash. Now you may think that that's a little crazy to keep a dog on leash in the house, but we want to change the mental thinking on this dog. We want the dog to know that we have control of it all the time. And I would back it up and say, okay, you can be loose in the house, but you're going to be dragging a leash around, or you're going to be in an X-pen in the house, and for sure, you're never going to be off-leash when you're outside. Not ever. That's just called good management on your dogs, especially when you have a dog with a serious behavioral problem like this. And quite frankly, what we would do with this dog is recommend that she muzzle train the dog. Now, we have a video, a very good video. It took a lot of work to put it together on how to measure your dog for a muzzle. It's on our website. We will put the URL there, and it's free. But I also have a video that it's free for people that buy muzzles from us, titled Conditioning Your Dog to Wearing a Muzzle. By doing that, you can turn the muzzle into something that the dog likes to have. And if I had this dog, it would wear a muzzle every time I took it outside. I put a very good friend of ours, one of my wife's best friends, had a German Shepherd that she raised up that had aggression issues, and she did everything correctly. This was one of those dogs that needed to have super management skills instilled in it, and he had to live his whole life like that. But our friend conditioned this dog to wearing a muzzle, and he liked getting his muzzle on because he knew every time he got the muzzle on, he got to go for a walk. And you can do that with your dog. I'm not going to go into all the training steps right here, because there's a lot of training steps, and you're not going to teach that dog to have that attitude in a few days. It may take, and it depends on the dog. This dog may be a real sweet dog when there's no food involved. We have, I don't know, close to 100 different models and styles of muzzles. I think we sell more muzzles than any other website on the internet. But we have training muzzles that you can condition the dog to wearing, where you can pass food through the front. So you can take this dog out and condition it to wear a muzzle where it'll look forward to having a muzzle on if you're prepared to do the work. But let me be the devil's advocate here on a dog that bites people. You had better take care of this dog. You better solve your problem. Yeah, you don't want to have a dog that bites somebody, but what happens if it's a bad dog and you have to get your insurance involved? Then your insurance company is going to say, hey, either get rid of that dog or we're going to cancel your homeowner's insurance or your renter's insurance. then you have a problem, because how do you take a dog that's got a history in biting people and put it into a rescue organization? You can make up some kind of a story that, oh, we have to move and we can't keep it. Yeah. But is that fair to the dog? Because you know you're giving the dog a death sentence when you do that. You're not going to correct this dog to the extent where he's not going to do it anymore. Not at 10 years. Putting a remote collar on it, it's a bad idea. Even in my opinion, putting a prong collar on the dog is a bad idea, because it's just going to escalate the reactivity that you have over food. At a young age, maybe you could have fixed it with a dominant dog collar. Can you do it on a 10-year-old dog? I don't think so. So then it all drizzles right down to deciding, I want to save my dog's life. I don't want to put it down over this. I will teach this dog that we're the boss all the time, and the days of running around outside off-leash are gone. And the days of going outside without a muzzle on are gone. And when people come over, I have a dog crate in the other room, and I don't let her associate with my neighbors. They're my friends, not her friends. And she has to learn that. And when people come, she gets put away. Then you don't have anybody getting bit by dogs, especially a 10-year-old dog.